Luke, chapter 19. And he entered, and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man by name called Zacchaeus, and he was chief tax gatherer, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus who he was, and he could not for the crowd, because he was little in stature. And running on before, he got up into a sycamore that he might see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when he came up to the place, Jesus looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must remain in thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him with joy. And all murmured when they saw it, saying, He has turned into lodge with a sinful man. But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I return him fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation is come to this house, inasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. But as they were listening to these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God was about to be immediately manifested. He said therefore, A certain high-born man went to a distant country to receive for himself a kingdom and return. And having called his own 10 bondmen, he gave to them 10 miners, and said to them, Trade while I am coming. But his citizens hated him, and sent an embassy after him, saying, We will not that this man should reign over us. And it came to pass on his arrival back again, having received the kingdom, that he desired these bondmen to whom he gave the money to be called to him, in order that he might know what every one had gained by trading. And the first came up, saying, My lord, thy miner has produced 10 miners. And he said to him, Well done, thou good bondman, because thou hast been faithful in that which is least, be thou in authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, My lord, thy miner has made 5 miners. And he said also to this one, And asterisk, thou asterisk, be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, My lord, lo, there is thy miner, which I have kept laid up in a towel. For I feared thee because thou art a harsh man, thou takest up what thou hast not laid down, and thou reapest what thou hast not sowed. He says to him, Out of thy mouth will I judge thee, wicked bondman, thou knewest that asterisk I asterisk am a harsh man, taking up what I have not laid down, and reaping what I have not sowed. And why didst thou not give my money to the bank, and asterisk I asterisk should have received it, at my coming, with interest? And he said to those that stood by, Take from him the miner, and give it to him who has the 10 miners. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 miners. For I say unto you, that to every one that has shall be given, but from him that has not, that even which he has shall be taken from him. Moreover, those mine enemies, who would not have me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. And having said these things, he went on before, going up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, as he drew near to Bethphage, and Bethany at the mountain called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, Go into the village over against you, in which ye will find, on entering it, a colt tied up, on which no child of man ever sat at any time. Loose it, and lead it here. And if any one ask you, Why do ye loose it? Thus shall ye say to him, Because the Lord has need of it. And they that were sent, having gone their way, found as he had said to them. And as they were loosing the colt, its master said to them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, Because the Lord has need of it. And they led it to Jesus, and having cast their own garments on the colt, they put Jesus on it. And as he went, they strewed their clothes in the way. And as he drew near, already at the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples began, rejoicing, to praise God with a loud voice for all the works of power which they had seen, saying, Bless the King that comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, Teacher, rebuke thy disciples. And he answering said to them, I say unto you, if these shall be silent, the stones will cry out. And as he drew near, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even now, even at least in this thy day, the things that are for thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes, for days shall come upon thee, that thine enemies shall make a palisaded mound about thee, and shall close thee around, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children in thee, and shall not leave in thee a stone upon a stone, because thou knewest not the season of thy visitation. And entering into the temple, he began to cast out those that sold and bought in it, saying to them, It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but asterisk he asterisk have made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching day by day in the temple, And the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him, and did not find what they could do, for all the people hung on him to hear.